Joining me, we do this every Friday to finish off the week, John Dooley, the editor of the Mildura Weekly. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Dave. How are you?
I am very, very good. Let's just dive straight into it. We were on the phone there talking off air. It's all about the river. Well, not all about the river, but the Murray-Darling Basin Authority's River Reflections Conference in Mildura this week.
Indeed, yeah. It was held at the two-day summit, which concluded yesterday. It was held at the Grand Hotel. And look, while water was on the agenda, obviously, the health and prosperity of the basin communities was also at the forefront of discussions, and I sort of was there for the start of the conference. And the first keynote speaker, a gentleman who's the director and co-founder of the Demographic Group, Simon Kustermaker, he made the point that, the assembly of regional towns close to capital cities was seeing strong population growth that could well see them become an economic powerhouse into the future. Well, you know, Mildura, I think, fits that bill. So the health of the river is obviously part of the basin plan, but also the health of the communities and the well-being of the communities. And that's it's a very competitive and complex plan, the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. And when I say competitive, you have South Australia who want their fair share of the water. Of course, this conference, and we'll do a follow-up on this and more about what went on next week, but of course it was held in a context of where there is a lot of water in the system at the moment, and that gives a different feel to things, but that won't always be the case. We know how things cycle. So, look, a lot of things came out of the, and I think what probably came out of it, as I understand it, yesterday was a more cooperative approach, if you like, with all the states working together. But look, water will always be a key contentious topic.
It will be, just as we're talking about minor flooding of the Darling River there, Menindee, Pooncarie, Batundi, along there. Talking about water as well, the Riverfront Ramble on Mildura Day.
Yeah, so look, it was Tuesday was Mildura Day. May 31 marks Mildura Day, and it was the 135th anniversary of Mildura Day, and it was celebrated this week, as I said, and George Chafee made his annual appearance. Now, that's actually Mark Eckel, Councillor Mark Eckel, and he's chair of the Chafee Trail. He always dons the period costume, and there's a photo on the front page of him down there by the riverfront. But he was instrumental in getting the River Ramble Tour, along with people from the Chafee Trail, which is a new addition to the Chafee Trail, and people will be able to tour the riverfront, just basically ramble along the riverfront. And there are a lot of points of interest which people would not be aware of. You know, when the Chafee brothers came to Mildura and set up their engineering plant along the river, establishing the irrigation district, there are a whole lot of things, including the powerhouse. So it sort of starts down near the Chafee Bridge and wanders down to the Powerhouse Museum, where it concludes. And there's, as I say, significant points of interest along the way. And a lot of people braved the cold and came out for it, and it was a great morning.
Yeah, it was a cool morning. I can remember that. Hey, look, just quickly, Transgrid, the interconnector, it's a step closer. And I tell you what, Wentworth Council looks like they're excited about this.
Yeah, indeed. So the Transgrid is running this project, and basically it's a connection between three states. The project covers 700 kilometres in distance and is expected to create 1,500 jobs during the construction. It's a $1.8 billion project. And it work sort of began out at Wirranga this week, and there's a photo there of people from Transgrid and the mayor from Wentworth, Kim Elstone, and some others turning the first sod of soil at the location up there on the Urumpo Road. So this will effectively travel from South Australia through the back of Baronga into New South Wales and then into Victoria eventually, as I say, all set to connect us three-way connection, if you like, between the states, which will be a good thing.
And very, very important moving forward, of course, power. Now, I guess I've got to ask you, John, where can we get the Mildura Weekly?
Well, as I always say, there's more than 20,000 copies delivered to homes throughout Sunraysia and selected outlets, so I'm sure people will be able to get a copy today.
Beautiful. John, we'll talk next week.
Thanks, Dave.
That's John Dooley, the editor, Mildura Weekly.